contending Rome. He has done all this and more in Alexandria. Here's the manner of it. In a marketplace, on a tribunal silvered, Cleopatra and himself in chairs of gold were publicly enthroned. At the feet sat Caesarion, whom they call my father's son, and all the unlawful issue that their lust since then hath made between them. Unto her he gave the establishment of Egypt, made her of Lower Syria, Cyprus, Lydia, absolute queen.
This in the public eye?
In the common showplace where they exercise. His sons he there proclaimed the kings of kings. Great Media, Parthia, and Armenia he gave to Alexander. To Ptolemy he assigned Syria, Cilicia, and Phoenicia. She, in the habiliments of the goddess Isis, that day appeared, and oft before gave audience, as 'tis reported so.
Let Rome be thus informed.
Who, queasy with his insolence already, will their good thoughts call from him?
The people know it, and now received his accusations.
Who does he accuse?
Caesar. And that having in Sicily Sextus Pompeius spoiled, we have not rated him his part of the isle. Then does he say he lent me some shipping unrestored. Lastly, he frets that Lepidus of the Triumvirate should be deposed, and being that we detain all his revenue.
Sir, this should be answered.
'Tis done already, and the messenger gone. I have told him Lepidus was grown too cruel, that he his high authority abused, and did deserve his change. For what I have conquered, I grant him part, but then in his Armenia and other of his conquered kingdoms, I demand the like.
He'll never yield to that.
Nor must not then be yielded to in this.
Hail Caesar, and my lord. Hail most dear Caesar.
That ever I should call thee castaway.
You have not called me so, nor have you called.
Why have you stolen upon us thus? You come not like Caesar's sister. The wife of Antony should have an army for an usher, and the neighs of horse to tell of her approach long ere she did appear. The trees, by the way, should have borne men, and expectation fainted longing for what it had not. Nay, the dust should have ascended to the roof of heaven raised by your populous troops. But you are come a market maid to Rome, and have prevented the ostentation of our love, which left unshown is often left unloved. We should have met you by sea and land, supplying every stage with an augmented greeting.
Oh, my lord, to come thus was I not constrained, but did it on my free will. My lord Mark Antony, hearing that you prepared for war, acquainted my grieved ear with all, whereon I begged his pardon for return.
Ah, but soon he granted, being an abstract between his lust and him.
Do not say so, my lord.
I have eyes upon him, and his affairs come to me on the wind. Where is he now?
My lord, in Athens.
No, my most wronged sister. Cleopatra hath nodded him to her. He hath given his empire up to a whore, who are now levying the kings of the earth for war. He hath assembled Bocchus, the king of Libya, Archelaus of Cappadocia, Philadelphos, king of Paphlagonia, the Thracian king, Adalus, king Mantius of Arabia, king of Pont, Herod of Jewry, Mithridates, king of Commagene, Polymon and Amyntas, the kings of Mede and Lycaonia, with a more larger list of scepters.
I be most wretched, that have my heart parted betwixt two friends that do afflict each other.
Welcome hither. Your letters did withhold our breaking forth till we perceived both how you were wrong led and we in negligent danger. Cheer your heart. Be you not troubled with the time which drives all your content these strong necessities, but let determined things to destiny hold unbewailed their way. Welcome to Rome. Nothing more dear to me. You are abused beyond the mark of thought, and the high gods, to do you justice, make his ministers of us and those that love you. Best of comfort, and ever welcome to us.
Welcome, lady.
Welcome, dear madam. Each heart in Rome does love and pity you. Only the adulterous Antony, most large in his abominations, turns you off and gives his potent regiment to a trowel that noises it against us.
Is it so, sir?
Most certain. Sister, welcome. Pray you be ever known to patience, my dearest sister.